Welcome to another special episode of Two Noobs and a Burger. As you know, burger is spelled with a U.
Oh, you guys are still calling it that, though?
Yeah, we were going to switch it to like top five or something, but we changed it because every week Isaac wanted to give out a burger recipe.
Okay, no, that works, yeah.
So, I'm John Newby, as always, and joining me is the original burger, David.
Hi there, how are you?
Not bad at all. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's glad to be back for an episode anyway.
Heck yeah. So we're trying to determine what topic to go about tonight, and we decided that movie and TV cameos with celebrities are a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun. They can be tragic and funny.
There definitely can be some tragedy.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I think it's a great topic. I don't know what brought that on. I have no idea.
We were having a discussion about one of our entries.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So, what we're trying to do is figure out what some of the, obviously the top five celebrity cameos in either TV or movies, and, you know, figure out the best one.
Absolutely.
So, you want to get started?
Yeah, I'm going to let you go first, because you've got a better list than I do, I think.
All right. Well, I have a whole bunch pulled up.
Okay.
And I have to say, one of the most random ones.
I like random.
Heck yeah, was Hulk Hogan in the A-Team.
Yeah, I don't even remember that. Oh, yeah. I remember watching the A-Team a lot, but I don't remember him being in it. But, I mean, yep. That wouldn't surprise me.
He was in two different episodes.
Oh, really?
Yep, playing himself, you know, hanging out, how he and Mr. T used to be in the Army together, according to the show.
Oh, right.
And,
yeah.
You know, he was running an orphanage in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And trying to protect it from mobsters.
Right.
And it was not real great.
No, I mean, the premise isn't fantastic. No. But the fact that it's got the Hulk in it, or Hulk Hogan, is definitely worthwhile. I think that's awesome.
And it was an entertaining one, just watching those two, well, try to act with each other about how they're the best, you know, best friends, about how they have this history of pitting on different army nurses and things like that.
Right.
And it was just all kinds of interesting. So it wasn't, you know, I probably won't say it's in the top five or anything, but it was still fun watching.
That's
Hulk
a good
Hogan
one to start
with
off
T.
with, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Okay, so I've got a few listed here, and these are ones that just come up from memory, the ones that actually stuck out to me. Okay.
Yeah.
You remember The Rundown.
Oh, I love that movie.
Okay, so
we actually, on a very first episode of this Pure podcast, we determined that was the best movie The Rock's ever made.
I think it still is.
Yeah, that was our determination.
That or Walking Tall.
That Walking Tall, I think, might have been number two.
That probably would have been it. But yes, I think you're right. I think Rundown was a bit. Was that the first episode?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
No kidding. Oh, hey, yeah, yes.
All right, so.
Okay, so in The Rundown, if all of you will remember, the second, it was like the second scene in the movie as he's walking into the bar to gets one of the football players that he was trying to get, right? And as he had was it good luck or have fun?
I think it was good luck.
Yeah. Anyway, now I'm not going to remember. But anyway, it's just a quick one-liner. And I thought that particular one was fantastic because at the time, Governor Schwarzenegger obviously couldn't get paid to do any movies.
Oh, no.
So it still kept a little bit of exposure for him, and I thought that was a good way to how do you want to say, kind of lead into the new generation of action stars?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, The Rock has kind of become that sort of action star.
He has. Because, obviously Schwarzenegger's rather old.
Oh, yeah, just a wee bit.
I mean, I won't say really old, but, no. I mean, he can't do the stuff that he could do before. And the audience
definitely
has
not
changed a little bit.
Oh, yeah, just a hair.
So, I mean, he still does good things, but The Rock is definitely...
He's better at wisecracks.
Yeah, or Johnson, whatever his name is.
Yeah, well, Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, thank you, yes.
Yeah. No, that's a very good one, though.
No, that's actually one of the ones that probably sticks out for me the most. And I don't know if I would put it top five, but it'd be close. Kind of depends on how we go here. We'll have to rate them when we're done, because I'm not sure yet.
So, I watched Ted, and I thought that movie's hilarious.
I knew there was one in Ted, and I couldn't remember
it.
You better tell me.
Ryan Reynolds. because he just hangs out with, because he's the guy who falls in love with Patrick Warburton.
Yeah. I do remember that.
So that brings me to another thing. So I haven't seen A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Neither have I. So
but
I
it was made by
you.
The same people.
Okay. Right.
But I was told that there was a bunch of cameos in that movie, so I looked them all up.
Uh-huh.
And there are a ton.
Oh, no kidding.
Like, half the movie is cameos from, like, Neil Patrick Harrison, people like that.
Right.
So apparently, they also stuck Ryan Reynolds in that movie as a silent cowboy who gets killed before he can say anything. Because apparently they view Ryan Reynolds as a good luck charm for all their movies.
That's understandable.
Yes. But as for the actual movie, I haven't seen it, but I looked up the cameos, and there was one cameo that is by far one of the coolest I've ever seen.
Okay.
It's just super random. Do you have any plans of watching this movie?
1,000 Ways to Die in the West?
Yeah.
Not right offhand.
Okay. So there's a part where it's in the Old West, and the guy who made the movie, like, he's wandering through this town late at night.
Yeah.
And he sees a light shining through this barn.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, he sneaks into the barn door and looks in, and he sees Doc Brown working on the DeLorean.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wait, did they actually have Christopher Lloyd in it? Oh, buddy, that's really cool.
Yeah, so the guy, Seth MacFarlane, the guy who made the movie, like, he owns the actual DeLorean from Back to the Future 3.
Wait, he really does?
Yeah, he bought it.
I know he's used that in many of his episodes.
Oh, yeah. But he actually owns it in real life, too.
No kidding.
So they were just like, hey, for this Western movie, let's just stick it in a barn and have Doc Brown hanging out.
That's awesome.
And which, I mean, the movie kind of, I was told it's funny. I think it looks bad.
Yeah, I didn't take the time to watch it, so I don't know.
But that is a really funny cameo that I saw.
Okay.
So that was, that's one of the ones that might go in the West, maybe.
Okay, so speaking of NPH, since he got brought up just a little bit.
So much stuff.
He's in a lot of stuff. Do you remember the cameo that pretty much, kick-started his career, modern career?
Absolutely.
White Castle?
Yep, where he steals the car.
Oh, man. That was pretty entertaining. Not going to lie. That's going to be up there, too. Yeah, because at that point he pretty much didn't have a career. All the Doogie Howser stuff was done, whatever.
But How I Met Your Mother hadn't started,
and none of
that
had started. And so, they bring him in, and he is the most. It is. I mean, if you're gonna start, I guess start off with with a good entrance, and that was.
Oh yeah,
no doubt about it. I won't say fantastic, but a very.
It was a good
extreme
one.
Entrance of.
Oh yeah.
Wow, this is not Doogie Howser.
Like, MPH is drugged out of his mind.
Oh yeah,
and he's doing lots and lots of messed up stuff.
Yeah,
and I haven't seen the sequel or the third one they made. But I know he's in all three movies though.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I didn't pay attention.
No, neither. But no, that is a good one because MPH does. He does like showing up for random things.
Right.
So actually, speaking about Ryan Reynolds as well, there was a random cameo he made on a TV show. Did you ever watch the show My Boys? It was like a TBS show that had Jim Gaffigan in it for a couple seasons.
Oh, no.
And there's just like a random episode where Ryan Reynolds just shows up as some like random drunk dude named Hams.
Oh, really?
Yeah, who like just goes from parties to parties.
It's awesome.
And it was like a, maybe 3-second scene, but he was pretty funny in it.
All right, so you mentioned Jim Gaffigan.
Yes.
Yeah. That's, as I was squinting there, I was actually trying to think of his name, and I don't know how that ended up happening at the same time, but thank you for saying his name because I wouldn't have remembered it. But Super Troopers.
Yeah, that was such a funny cameo he did.
Like, sorry, are you saying meow?
That's the first time I'd ever seen Jim Gaffigan like on TV or anything too.
And one of the very few times he has been.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And he was hilarious in that. For such a little scene.
Yeah, exactly.
That one is really good.
He has a great way of taking just the smallest stuff and making it funny.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that one a lot. Let's see here. So what other ones would be some good ones? I know there's some super random ones. You mentioned, Bob Saget and Half-Baked was pretty funny.
And very random, for that matter. I love, trying to build a show on cameos is, you know, there's so many out there, but it's just amazing how much you can change the tone of a movie just by one cameo that the audience might recognize, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's the one I'm thinking of that probably got everybody to cheer the most when we were watching it was when Chuck Norris came out in Expendables 2.
Yes.
Yes.
Where he just, like, walks up with the rocket launcher. Yeah. And bombed out street.
Yeah, and it
that is a really good scene.
The scene lasted, what, 2 minutes maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
And it was one of the best things I've ever seen Chuck Norris do.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's Chuck Norris.
It's Chuck Norris. And totally set the tone for the film.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, there aren't many cameos that you can say the film is better for it.
Absolutely.
But that one was definitely one of them.
And it just, like, leads straight into that airport scene.
Exactly, yeah.
So, no, it was awesome having Chuck Norris in that movie.
Yeah, I was really happy about that one.
So, I have two that were in the same movie, and I don't know if they qualify as cameos or just really weird characters.
Or small. Yeah, okay, well, what do you got?
Well, in Tropic Thunder, both Tom Cruise and Matthew McConaughey are in that movie.
Oh, that counts.
Because Tom Cruise is the crazy, like, record executive or movie producer.
Right.
And then Matthew McConaughey is just the weird film agent.
I mean, I think they'd both count because that was kind of a low-budget film. I don't know if it was that low-budget, but...
Well, it had some really big-name actors.
It did.
But, like, those two being in it just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, that was a pretty good one.
Because, I mean, those are obviously A-list actors. I think that counts just because they weren't the title roles.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, I think that would count.
Okay, cool. Especially Tom Cruise with his crazy outfit.
Yeah, and he was fat in that one, wasn't he? Oh, man.
He was fat and balding.
Yeah. Ooh, speaking of which, and we'll just do a quick rabbit trail here. July 25th, I believe.
Okay.
Mission Impossible.
Oh, that movie looks
awesome.
Rogue
Nation.
Heck yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's funny because I didn't like Mission Impossible 3. But then I watched the fourth one and I was back on board.
I didn't like MI2. I liked MI3. The fourth one, that was at the Ghost Protocol?
Yes.
Is that what it was called? That movie was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
I still love the first one.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I don't remember the second one at all.
Yeah, and the second one was with the dead Capote guy.
Oh, really?
I think so.
And I thought he was in the third one.
Maybe that was the third.
Because he gave him, like, the pills where, like, they would die if they didn't get the serum in a certain amount of time. Guy who overdosed on heroin or whatever it was.
What was his name?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Thank you. I thought he was in the second one.
No, that was the third one.
You're sure it was the third one? You're looking at it.
No, I'll pull it up.
Okay. Let's do some research here.
All right.
This has nothing to do with what we're talking about,
but
I'm curious now.
So while we're doing that, we can talk about some other... I brought up Happy Gilmore earlier today and we're having lunch.
You did bring up Happy Gilmore and... Well, I'm not sure. I can't think of anything. I mean, he always has different cameos from his buddies. Which one are you thinking of? Well,
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker, thank you. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Bob Barker, that was a good one.
That was definitely a random... I mean, because, yeah, he always has, like, Steve Buscemi and people like that in those movies. But it was just funny having Bob Barker just beat the crap... it was Mission Impossible 3. Have Bob Barker beat the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, yeah, he also had, like, Rex Ryan in, like, one of his movies as well.
Really?
Yeah, when Rex Ryan was coaching the Jets, because Adam Sandler's a big Jets fan.
Oh.
He had Rex Ryan as his, like, sports agent or something like that.
Oh, no
kidding.
As
a big Patriots fan.
Gotcha. Okay, that works.
So, I never actually saw the movie he was in.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't watch a lot of Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so many of them.
And they all kind of blend in after a while.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It does.
So.
So, I do have to bring up the cameo that, you know, made me want to do this list.
Oh, okay, yeah. What is
it? So, Tracy and I are watching Maverick for the very first time.
Right.
Which we've never seen that movie before. Like, I've seen the TV show.
We were talking about that before he came on. I don't remember...
There's a bunch of cameos from, like, I guess, old-time country stars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there's a scene where he's in a bank, hanging out with the bank owner, trying to get some money from him.
Yeah!
And then the bank robbers come in.
Yes!
And I love that fact that...
Particularly the black bank robber.
Yep.
Yes. I forgot about that.
That's what made me laugh so hard when I watched the movie, because I had no idea who was in it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, just like pulls off his band. I'm like, it's Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
And they just made it so much better that he and Mel Gibson kept staring at each other. It's like, wait a second, are you? No. Are you?
Yeah. Well, no. Who directed that film?
I don't remember off the
top of my
head.
Same as all the Lethal Weapon films.
Yes.
Oh,
Shane Blackman?
No.
Because he made Lethal Weapon 3, didn't he?
I couldn't tell you.
Because it's also the same guy.
At least the first Lethal Weapon, anyway.
Yeah. It was Richard Donner was who made it.
Yeah, Donner film, that's right. It's like the Donner universe.
Yep. But no, it was so funny. Just the fact that as the bank is blowing up, Danny Glover runs out of the bank yelling, I'm too old for this.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get better than what that cameo, just because it's so...
It is a really good cameo, and it connect. And yeah, you're pretty good when you can transition a one-liner into a completely separate movie.
I know, it's just such a random thing, too, because different universe, but still acting like they're, you know,
yeah,
partners.
That's pretty good.
It was one of the more impressive ones I've ever seen.
Can't believe you haven't seen Maverick before.
Well, I mean, I've seen it now, and it's amazing.
I know. It's been so long.
Well, it's one of those things where my parents, it was always like, they're, you know, their opinions were always like, oh, the TV show's way better. Why do you want to watch the movie?
The movie's freaking hilarious.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it so much. All right, so what else do we have going on here as far as cameos go?
Well, I mean, we could talk about TV shows. There's been plenty of those.
We definitely can.
I remember early on, and it didn't really make much sense to me at the moment, but, you know, looking back, it's like, oh, hey, that makes a lot of sense, was in Home Improvement. One of the late episodes, I think Tim was going to, he sold his hot rod.
Yeah.
And he went to the garage of the guy who bought it. And the mechanic on staff ended up being Jay Leno. Of course, everybody knew it was Jay Leno's garage that they were in. But it was really cool to see him as part of it, you know?
It really is.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of Home Improvement, let me pull up the list, because I always forget, was it Al was his friend?
Yeah.
The coworker?
Al Borland. Yeah. Yeah.
So on Tim Allen's TV show he's doing now.
Oh, yeah. He comes in a couple times. Yeah.
He has like the random guy he used to work with.
Yeah.
Who always needs money and that sort of thing.
I started watching that show. What is it? Man of the House or something like that? Or Last Man Standing.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's actually pretty funny.
It is.
I kind of forgot about it. I've only made it through about the second season now. Or part of the second season.
No, there's a lot of really famous guest stars they have on that show.
That's true, yeah. Well, Tim now, he knows people, so.
It's true. Actually, in the third or fourth season, you'll get to, there's four episodes that have Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Wait, he actually comes in?
Yeah. And, like, half the episodes are just Tim Allen going, man, I wish he was my son.
That's awesome. Oh, man, I need to watch that show. Yeah, because sometimes the cameos are almost better than the plot of the show. Depending
oh, absolutely.
On, yeah. Or they can drive the plot of the show, you know?
It definitely helps them a lot.
Right.
So let's see here. What other ones we have going on for...
It's tricky, though, because nobody had seen Home Improvement. They'd have no clue what he was talking about.
Yeah.
But it was such a large show, I don't know how you couldn't.
Exactly. It was so popular. I mean, even kids who weren't around when it was on, you still think that they would actually... have seen it or something.
I would hope so.
Man, I don't know. But I do know that was a big thing about the A-Team, was how many cameos they had from random people.
Yeah, they did have a lot of people on that show.
Because they had
Boy
George. That
was kind of a recurring thing for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if there's a list of, like, the actual TV show list of cameos, because there were so many random ones. Because they had, there was one, like, football episode where they had a bunch of people, and I'm trying to think if Joan Namath was in it.
You're talking about A-Team?
Yes.
Okay. It's been so long, man. It was like when I was in grade school.
Oh, I know. That is the thing. But I know, yeah, it was super random. that they had, you know, Boy George just as a country, well, fake country singer. And that one makes me laugh a lot. But yeah, what other ones did they have? They had so many random cameos in the A-Team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking some more of those up, though. We can just talk about the fact that they've had a insane amount of cameos on The Big Bang Theory.
They have had quite a few. They had the Apple guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Had him in there. They had Stephen Hawking in there.
Oh, they actually did have him on there, didn't
yep.
they? Yeah, that's right.
They had Nathan Fillion.
Wait, who's Nathan Fillion?
He was got most famous for Firefly, but he is the guy who plays Castle on the TV show Castle.
I don't know.
He's awesome.
I should know, but I don't.
That's all good. But he's a really famous nerd actor.
Oh, okay.
I mean, of course, they always have Will Wheaton on it.
Yeah, Will Wheaton. He does a great one.
Then they've had... Oh, crap. Who's the Reading Rainbow guy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been on a couple times, and I love yes. that. On that note, he's also had Brent Spiner.
Mm-hmm. Forgot about him.
They haven't had Patrick Stewart yet, and that's upsetting.
It's surprising to me they haven't. I mean, they had...
They have had Spock.
Yeah, they had him before he died.
Yep, before he died. Obviously not in person, but, you know, as a voiceover, which was still fantastic. Wow, why would they not have had Patrick Stewart yet? That's kind of unfortunate.
Yeah, because it doesn't seem like he'd... I mean, he's obviously super famous, but it doesn't seem like he'd be insanely hard to get.
Yeah. Geordi, what was his name? Or what is his name, I should say.
Geordi LaForge.
Why can't I remember that stuff? That's terrible.
That's okay. There's so many just random characters. I'm like, I don't remember who any of these people are. But I love the fact that that show just has so many people in it.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay, perfect.
Doing our research here.
Research is important.
It's a good thing we had this all done beforehand.
Well, you know, it's okay. Don't have to worry
LeVar
about it.
LeVar Burton.
Part.
There we
Thank
go.
Thank you, yeah.
Yes.
He is great. Just because he always needs money.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Oh, here we go. Rockstar cameos on TV shows. We'll look some of those up.
Rockstar cameos.
Yeah, because that's going to be some random ones.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned that the Beach Boys were in Full House.
They were.
As well as Home Improvement.
Right. And I still don't remember the Home Improvement one, but that's okay.
Me either. Let's see here. I'm also looking up the random ones about the Big Bang Theory cameos as well.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, Steve Wozniak was the Apple guy.
Thank you. The Woz.
I don't know why I can never remember his name.
Yeah, neither can I. I'm just lousy with... It's hot. My memory's shot today.
It's only 90 degrees today.
94, actually.
Really?
Thank you.
Holy
yeah.
crap. That's frightening. I know. Forgot the Big Bang Theory had Charlie Sheen in it.
When?
Just in a random... He's randomly hanging out in a bar. Like... There's an episode where Raj gets put in a People
no,
magazine.
No, you're right. Yep. Nope, you're right. I do remember that.
Apparently George Takei was in it as well.
Oh, and what's her face from Longmire slash... not Babylon 5, but...
Stargate?
No, not Stargate.
Terminator.
No. Hold on. I'll tell you.
Is it Katie Sackhoff?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I saw her name pop up.
Yes, Katie Sackhoff.
Let's see.
That reminds me. I'm hoping Longmire comes out again.
It's supposed to.
Yeah, Netflix is supposed to pick it up, but I haven't seen anything about it yet.
Oh, gotcha.
Actually, I heard... Did you hear... Okay. Sidebar, did you hear Netflix might be picking up an automotive show?
Yes. Well,
with the hosts of Top Gear. Wouldn't that be interesting?
It would be. I know that they...
It's rumors at this point. I mean, I don't... But man, that would be awesome. Well, Netflix is doing some awesome things.
They are. And I know that they signed a deal with like a British TV channel called Sky. to do a show.
Sky TV, I've heard of that.
Called, do a show called Top Speed, but I don't know how that show will get over to America because they have a gigantic American audience.
Right.
So Netflix could be the, you know, the catalyst for that.
And if it is, so be it. Boy, that would be cool. Yeah, I haven't had enough of Jeremy Clarkson in my life. Actually, all three of them are fantastic, but none of them are good by themselves.
No, they're not, because I've watched shows of them by themselves.
They have to at least be paired.
Yes,
if they're paired, you're okay. But if it's just them by themselves, no, it's boring.
Because I didn't like Richard Hammond's own show very much, and
I don't even know. I haven't seen him.
He went around like trying to learn trades, like in a single day.
Oh, no. I did see, I think I started an episode. I didn't get very far. Yeah.
Like he did one where he learned to be a firefighter.
Gotcha.
Then there was another one where he learned to demolish houses.
Okay.
But yeah, so he had that show. And then James May had his show about like toys.
Oh.
So.
I kind of liked James May. James May is the kind of person that I could... He's so boring, but he's so interesting, dang it.
He really is. That's the thing.
His voice is so... It's just... You would never take him to a party or anything that. You know, it's not one of those guys. But if you just want to hear an interesting story, he's the guy you go to.
Absolutely.
So, actually, I kind of liked that show, to be honest with you.
The Toy Story one?
I did enjoy that one quite a bit.
Let's see here. All right. So I hope that their show comes back. Well... You know, whatever iteration
it ends up being. But I hope it is the three of them. I hope somehow they can make that happen.
Me too.
As he got fired, I'm hoping there's not a contract issue or anything.
Oh, no,
like
there's
that.
Not. All right. So there's some really weird ones. Speaking of the Big Bang Theory, the guy who played Sheldon was on the movie The Muppets.
Oh, yeah, I remember
where
that.
He sang the random song on the piano.
That was, man, actually, that one, as far as reactions to cameos, that one was way up there, too.
It was. Actually, that movie also had MPH in it as well, and a cameo role.
Did it?
Yeah.
Actually, Muppets are known for their cameos.
Absolutely.
So here's the thing about
like
the
George
Muppets.
Clinton and Muppets from Space?
Yeah, so here's the thing. I love the Muppets.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I get really tired of some of the movies. Like the movies that are trying to tell an old story or something of that, I really like. But the ones where they're just out in public in everyday life, so many cameos that it almost made the plot line too thin, if you know what I mean.
No, I gotcha.
And it almost took the fun out of it because, some other liberal's got to be in the Muppet movie, you know? I shouldn't say that. Some other person's got to be in the Muppet. It usually ends up being a liberal. But nonetheless, watch the originals. You'll know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
And so it kind of took the fun out of it. But, yeah, it's... I mean, that's what they're known for. Kind of pop culture.
Oh, yeah.
But what bothers me is they can stand... The Muppets themselves, I mean, obviously they're not real, but just the whole premise behind them can stand so well on its own that you don't need a bunch of cameos in there to try and drive interest. Mm-hmm. It's not necessary.
Well, I mean, like, my favorite Muppet movies, Muppet Treasure Island and Muppet from Space, they didn't really have cameos that much.
Muppets from Space, too?
I love that movie.
Awesome high five.
It's one of my favorites.
And it's the worst one rated, and I have no idea why.
Neither do I.
It is one of the funniest ones out there.
It's the one that introduced Bobo the Bear to me. So.
And that was a good... Oh, dude, he played such a good... Yeah.
No, I love Muppets from
and
Space.
And Pepe, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah.
The King Prawn.
Yeah. Man, that's such a good movie. Yeah, I don't know why nobody else appreciates it. I'm glad we're on the same page, John.
Me too. Because it's so much fun.
Yeah. And that movie had quite a few cameos, too.
Yeah, the only one I can think of is George Clinton. But
I'm not sure if I know who George Clinton
is. Pretty sure that was George Clinton when they sang at the very end of the movie.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We're singing the Celebrate Good Times Come On or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that just brings into a whole other thing of, man, who have been in Muppet movies?
So many Muppets.
Yeah, I mean, because both of the new Muppet movies that came out in the last few years, those were just solid, jam-packed back, you know, cameos the entire way through.
Yeah, and that's what they usually do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, even the newest Muppet movie, they haven't had a newer one, have they?
There was one that came out, I think, 2 years ago with Muppet Gervais.
Or Ricky Gervais. Yeah. Oh, you're right. And I didn't see that,
one. That was the Muppets Most Wanted.
Was it any good?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Not a big fan of Ricky Gervais.
Neither am I.
So.
Liberal.
Let's see here.
Just strengthens my point.
That's cool. I do. So Goldmember's not a real good movie.
Lots of people in it, though.
Yes, there are. Just in the first, like, 5 minutes of that movie.
Wait, you didn't like Goldmember? Okay, it's not fantastic, but it was the best out of the three, as far as I was concerned.
It is the best out of the three. But that's one that the first 5 minutes are Tom Cruise, Gwyneth Paltrow, Kevin Spacey, Danny DeVito, all just, like, showing up randomly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All as part of the movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
As the movie. Man, what about Johnny Depp in 21 Jump Street?
Didn't see that movie.
It's a pretty funny movie.
Is it really?
It is. I enjoyed it. But he randomly showed up in that movie as well.
Not sure how I feel about that. I can't stand Jonah Hill. Can't stand him.
Yeah, I don't like him either. I liked him in the... Well, I thought the movie outweighed him in that movie.
That's good.
But yeah, I don't like Jonah Hill either. Let's see here. Did you ever watch the not very good remake of Starsky and Hutch?
I... Oh, they had the original Starsky and Hutch, right?
Yeah, just at the end of the random
movie.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
Where they bought the car from him. So that's a pretty good one.
Not a very good movie.
No, it's not.
No, unfortunately.
All right, so how do we want to... Should we start forming our top five list?
Yeah, I mean, we can. Is there anything else worth noting in that? That you can think of?
Not a ton off the top of my head.
We didn't mention the Billy Crystal Robin Williams.
Oh, true. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Super random. Just them hanging out on the couch. Yeah. Ron Williams thinks his wife is cheating on him.
If it gets stuck in my head, that means it's pretty memorable.
Yeah. Because there's just ones that pop up like, man, how'd that work out?
Yeah, exactly.
And just, you know, Billy Crystal just showing up in random stuff.
Doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. He is fantastic. But, I mean, as far as that... I can't really think of a whole lot.
Okay, this could probably be a topic on its own, but Christopher Walken in weird roles out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking of America's Sweethearts.
What was he in America's Sweethearts?
He was the director.
Huh.
At the very end of the film.
Oh, that's funny.
You remember that? Where
I don't.
He turned the film into a reality show?
I don't remember that part at all.
Ah, dude, and that's a good movie, actually. I enjoyed that one. You were talking about Billy Crystal, so that came up.
Yeah.
The war hero in Pulp Fiction.
That's right, yes.
Yep. That was when Bruce Willis was a kid, right? Was that what that was about?
Bruce Willis was super young.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, yep.
He was a really random, just dancing guy in Hairspray.
There you go.
Where he, you know, kept grabbing... Well, John Travolta was dressed up like a fat lady and kept grabbing her ass.
Right. It wasn't a cameo, but he was in The Rundown, which is what makes that one of the best films of the century.
Well, he's just such a good bad guy.
It really is.
He's so much fun. Christopher Walken. Because he's in so much just random crap.
So much. Although I don't know so much anymore. He's getting pretty old, but...
Yeah. But he's so good, though.
Yeah.
I was actually listening to a story about him to where apparently on almost any time he's filming a movie or a TV show, just whatever he's on, there's just one random day during production that he'll just walk in looking super sad. And then people be like, well, what's wrong with you? He's like, well... It's my birthday and I can't be around my family. And then who apparently that person will just randomly go out and buy him cake and ice cream and like flowers and stuff. He'll just be like, yeah. Apparently he's done it to lots of people.
That's really funny.
Just throughout just random movies.
Oh my goodness. That's really funny.
Just the fact that he would do that. I'm like, that's the way to... He was really funny in Seven Psychopaths.
I don't know that I ever saw that.
That's a weird movie. It's like one of those really kind of just random, like, dark comedies.
That's a newer one, too,
yes.
Isn't it? Because he was in the one with Al Pacino.
Oh, Stand Up Guys?
Thank you, Stand Up Guys. And that was okay.
He was pretty funny in that.
But Seven Psychopaths. Oh, no, I think I did see that, actually. And that's a weird one.
Yeah. So one with him and Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, and there is out in the desert.
Yep.
Yes. Like no, I think I clued you in on that, didn't I?
I think you did.
Yeah, that's right. I almost forgot about that one.
He was also the bad guy in Balls of Fury.
That doesn't surprise me. Huh.
But he's just in so many random movies. All right, so on our list right now, just kind of judging how our conversation has gone.
Yeah.
I put Tom Cruise down for Tropic Thunder. I put Jim Gaffigan as Super Troopers.
Do we want to label these as the best cameo actors or the best cameos as their characters?
I'd say just as their characters.
Okay, that's fine. But I would put Jim Gaffigan up towards the top, yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And I put Danny Glover in for Maverick.
That's a good one.
And then, just because I thought it was really funny, I put the Christopher Lloyd one down.
There are probably better ones out there.
Probably.
You know there are.
And I was just trying to figure out, like, all of them.
Yeah, exactly. Is the but, thing, you know. I mean, these are good, for sure.
Oh, yeah. So, I know you're thinking, like, the Arnold Schwarzenegger one.
Yeah, See, the thing is, it was memorable, but I don't even know if I want to put it in my top five. Because it wasn't that good of a cameo. It was just there. Chuck Norris. You got to put that in, because that is by far.
That is a really good one. Yeah. Okay, so I put that one down. So let's see. So I replaced the Christopher Lloyd one with Chuck Norris.
Okay.
So now we need one more.
The Bob Saget is probably the most infamous, but I don't know if I like it that much.
Oh, gotcha. Or it's just him at the Drug Addicts Anonymous.
Can we include Real Big Fish in basketball?
Yeah. I love that movie. It's just such a funny scene.
It is. Might have to do the top 10.
Right. Let's see here. Come on, computer, let me type.
On that same... And of course, you have Bob Costas in basketball, too.
Oh, yeah. Bob Costas has been a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He was on an episode of How I Met Your Mother as well.
Yes, he was, and he did a good job there, too.
Oh, Bob Costas is great.
Was he in How I Met Your Mother, or was it the other one?
It was How I Met Your Mother.
No. Well, he might have been. There was one other sports announcer that was in How I Met Your Mother, too.
Oh, I'm sure there was a bunch.
Okay, just making sure.
Let's see here. I know that Rich Eisen from the NFL Network has been on like 6 different shows.
That's probably true.
Anytime Matthew Perry does a TV show, actually, he does a cameo role.
Okay, if we're going to talk about that, then we need to talk about Failure to Launch. Not the movie itself, but who's the dad?
Oh, Terry Bradshaw?
Terry Bradshaw in The League.
Oh, he has been on The League.
Yeah, it was just a one-time thing, but that's when he gave the bad advice to screw over.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Terry Bradshaw is freaking hilarious, so I'm going to put that as one of my top five.
Because that's one when he was doing the NFL on Fox, like the morning show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's still doing it.
Well, I mean, but that's what he was doing on the episode where he gave the guy the bad fantasy football advice.
That's right.
That was a funny episode.
Okay, so you got to put that in there. That was, of course, The League has had a ton of cameos, mainly from sports figures.
Yeah, exactly.
That one was one of my favorites by far.
Let's see here. Yeah, because both The League and Entourage are just made out of cameos.
I never saw... Entourage? Really, dude? Okay. Well, I mean, all right. I've never seen it. I didn't even know what it was until they started coming out with the movie.
It's...
I mean, when was it on?
2004, I think it started.
Really?
And then I think ran until...
It's not a reality show, though, is
no,
it? No, it's just a random...
It's basically like an HBO sitcom that's based around Mark Wahlberg's life.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Because he's the executive producer, so it's...
Right. Do you know he was the executive producer on Boardwalk Empire, too?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
And he's also the executive producer on The Rock's upcoming TV show on HBO as well.
Dang it, he's got money.
Dude, I was discussing that with Tracy the other day about how Mark Wahlberg's just insanely rich for how much stuff he's created.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because he has, all these... Guys, HBO TV shows
the
plus
guy's
his reality show.
Yeah, he's a legitimate businessman. There's no way around that. Yeah,
but no. So that show's basically just like a pseudo version of his life coming up in Hollywood.
Gotcha.
With his brothers and his best friends, and so it's just there's the famous actor, and then he has the one guy who just drives, basically. And then the other guy who acts as his, like, sort of agent, even though he's never been a Hollywood agent before. And then his older brother, who's a has-been actor.
Right.
And it's just them going around Hollywood.
Okay.
You know, living their life, trying to make movies.
Right.
But it has, like, really, really random, just forced cameos in it. Like, one of the very first episodes is them having lunch, and all of a sudden Jessica Alba walks up. And she's like, hey, it's so good to see you. I'm Jessica Alba, you know.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. But it's weird. They have, like, certain actors playing themselves. And then certain actors playing just random characters.
Right.
So that show's just made out of just crazy cameos. And that's what the movie is, too. You know, it's 900 cameos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so. I'm sure that's all it is.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
But it's one of those things, like, that show and The League, I always forget how many cameos are in each of them.
Yeah, you can't count those, because it's just, I mean, it's kind of what it's built upon.
Mm-hmm. Especially The League, where it's just like, all right, well, every NFL player ever has been on that show.
Yeah. By the way, I really appreciate that Jeff Goldblum was on The League.
Anytime Jeff Goldblum shows up on TV is just a treat.
It is. It really is.
Because he's so much fun.
Ah, dang it. You got to talk about Friends again because...
Oh, how many? They've had so many.
Because not only was Jeff Goldblum in that one, but so was... Not son of a gun.
Let's start going through the list. Charlie Sheen.
No.
Brad Pitt.
He was on Friends?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm... Commissioner Gordon.
Oh, like Gary Oldman?
Yeah, thank you, Gary
Sorry,
Oldman.
Sorry, I wasn't sure if you meant Commissioner Gordon, old or Gordon or new Gordon.
New Gordon, yeah.
Yeah. I did not know he was on that.
Yeah, he was the one that was telling Joey to spit when he talked. Do you remember that?
To be fair, I've never actually seen an episode of Friends. I haven't.
You live in America, right?
I know that. That's what people keep telling me every time I say that.
You have such a wide range of obscure stuff that nobody really cares about.
Oh, so much.
And
most of my interests.
It's so great. Oh, man. I can't blame you. Friends really isn't all that good. But it was on, and of course, you know, it was on, so you watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, that's just like looking at the list. There's so many cameos listed on that show.
Yeah.
There was, I don't really want to admit this, but there was a time where Tracy and I watched the first, like, 3 to 4 seasons of Two and a Half Men, because we didn't have very good judgment. But there was one random episode where they had every single character from CSI, like, the Las Vegas one.
Oh, the original CSI.
Yeah, we're all, like, guest starring on an episode of...
Really?
Two and a Half Men as, like, murder investigators.
Fascinating.
So, yeah.
What do we have on our list?
Not a good show. We have Danny Glover.
That's a good one.
Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Jim Gaffigan.
Okay.
Terry Bradshaw.
Okay.
And Chuck Norris.
Is that 5?
Yes.
I say we stick with that.
I think so. How do we want to arrange them?
Say it again.
All right, so Danny Glover.
Okay.
Tom Cruise.
Right.
Jim Gaffigan.
Okay.
Terry Bradshaw. And Chuck Norris.
I think it would go Cruise, Norris, Glover, Gaffigan, and then Bradshaw. That's my personal opinion.
So Cruise, Norris. You know, I'm fine with that because as long as Danny Glover's number 3 or higher.
It's a shame he doesn't do much anymore.
I know. He's so good.
Of course, he's probably old, too. He's been out of the business for a while.
Oh, yeah.
You want to hear some random movie news?
Sure.
Beetlejuice 2 is filming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Is it going to be the same?
No, it's different, but quoted from Tim Burton, there is going to be a lot of recognizable faces. And
really?
There is heavy interest from the part of Michael Keaton to reprise his role as Beetlejuice.
That'd be awesome.
Now, so far, the premise doesn't show that Beetlejuice is actually the main character more than, like, his cousin or whatever that ends up being.
You know, yeah.
Kind of, like, handing off the baton type thing, but he's supposedly going to be in it. Nobody's announced cast or anything like that. It's still kind of hush hush, but
okay.
From what I understand, it the heck was that?
Isaac has just realized that we didn't podcast at 2 o'clock.
It is now 4 o'clock, people, in case you're wanting some context.
Oh, 5 o'clock.
That. Is it 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. It is 5 o'clock. That's pretty funny.
That is really funny. But I would love to see Keaton back in Beetlejuice.
Yeah. I think it would be great.
Because he is freaking hilarious.
He really is. Did you watch The Bird?
Not yet. I want to so
you
bad.
You need to watch that movie.
Because
I watched it on the plane home from Paris, and it was fantastic.
That sounds so great. So yeah. The movie looks fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
I just need to watch it.
So
worth
it.
I know you don't like the other guys, but Michael Keaton was pretty awesome in that movie.
Was he in that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, he was the captain or whatever,
yeah,
right?
The one who worked at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Right, right.
And kept coding TLC. No, I liked him a lot in that movie. So we have our list. Got some...
I don't think the list will be set in stone. I think it could probably be revised, but it is a good one.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. And for those of you listening, if you would like to chime in, you're certainly welcome to.
Yes, please.
Send
Give
it
us
to
some cameos.
John Newby at hedoesn'thaveatwitteraccount.com. What, wait, you still don't, do you?
No, I do.
Oh, you do now? Mm-hmm. Oh, what's your handle?
Real Newby.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, send him into that.
Yeah, blow up his phone because I don't care.
Hey, that works. Or Facebook, you know, one of the two.
One of the two.
I think it'll all work out.
Do you still have the profile going on Facebook?
Yes.
This profile?
I haven't done a whole lot with it, but I do have it.
Oh, okay.
So, with that, you know, figuring out our list and figuring out that, hold on, that Tom Cruise was the best cameo,
I don't know if I'm going to be asleep at night, but I think that's probably...
We can switch it around.
No, it's good. No, it's what's done is done.
Because we want the list to be, we want it to be a list we're happy with.
It was a good cameo, and Tom Cruise is funny when he's a cameo.
He is.
No, it stays.
Okay.
Yeah, it stays.
Sounds good to me. So yeah, there's only one other thing to do, and that's, you know, gotta share a burger recipe. Is there any type of burger that you particularly fond of?
I don't cook, man.
Well, you know, but like, you
just
know.
Just a burger in general?
Yeah, just a burger in general.
Okay, so one of the best, well, my favorite burger, and I'm sure this has already been brought up before. I haven't listened.
We've had a shiitake mushroom burger. We've had...
My favorites are the, and they go by different names, but the, you know, half pound of beef, bacon, ham, American cheese, and a fried egg.
Oh, so like the Stein's Pillar.
Or the Royal Red Robin, or whatever you want to call it.
Any burger that has a fried
that
egg
has
on it.
A fried egg and ham and bacon. So
absolutely.
You got three kinds of meat and an egg.
No, I love those burgers.
Yes.
They're so good.
They are fantastic. So those are one of my favorites. Has that been mentioned before?
It has not.
Yeah.
And that's a really good choice because I thought I was one of the only people who like that type.
Oh, I love having an egg on the burger. I think it's great.
It's definitely eye-opening because I'd never considered doing that before. And then the first time I tried, I'm like, oh, this is heaven.
It is. It's like, why has this never been done before?
It is fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that style.
Okay, well, hey, I'm glad I could contribute. There's your
perfect.
Burger for the day.
Sweet. Well, David, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Heck yeah. And then, well, anytime.
All right.
Help us determine the best of everything. And we'll see y'all later.
Have a good one.